The changes do everything from pretty much doing away with bail to a different set of rules for those under 18. That just took effect. Many of the changes are having major impacts in New York City's enormous criminal justice and jail system. In many more sparsely populated counties, it can be hard to manage. Niagara County DA Carolyn Watasik says she persuaded the county legislature to raise her budget $200,000 to let her start hiring for an IT person and two other staff members to deal with the new discovery issues. Watasik says the bail alteration doesn't make much change because her office didn't ask for bail if the crime didn't call for jail.
Majority, frankly, of cases will be cases that we're going to have release. Because, you know, the majority of our cases, thankfully, are nonviolent crimes and misdemeanors. And you can't even, you know, ask for bail in those circumstances unless there's, you know, a history of bench warrants and so on.
Watasik says there's a major problem in the no-bail policy, since many domestic violence cases don't involve criminal charges which carry jail time. So the alleged perpetrator might be immediately released and potentially harm the spouse or partner, since an order of protection might not carry much weight. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.